This week's InterVarsity Podcast is courtesy of the Moody Broadcasting Network and Primetime America.
Sometimes it's helpful to understand that the United States is not the center of the world. We have a great country, and InterVarsity USA knows that, carrying out their mission on college campuses around this great land, trying to reach students with the gospel of Jesus Christ. As far as student ministries go, they're one of the best. And if I asked for a hand to be raised for all those of you who were part of InterVarsity USA, well, we'd see quite a few go up. But just north of this great country is Canada, the site this year of a quadrennial event. It's the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, or IFES for short. This 8th World Assembly of the IFES movement celebrates the movement's 60 years. Alec Hill is the president of InterVarsity USA, and he loves going to the IFES World Assembly.
InterVarsity USA is not the center of the universe when it comes to the IFES movement. That is over on the other side of the pond, and that's wonderful. So it's not, it's really the indigeneity of IFES, I think, is one of the wonderful distinctives of the fellowship. And I go from the U.S. as a delegate, just like the delegate from Mongolia will go. It's wonderful as a Westerner going into these meetings, knowing that it's not Western or Eurocentric. It's really much broader than that.
Much broader, indeed. The IFES was founded in 1947, when 10 country student ministries formed the fellowship. From 10 in 1947, the movement has grown, and delegates from 150 country student ministries have gathered just north of Toronto this week for the World Assembly. And the person who might just have the biggest job this week is the program director of this World Assembly, Loss Newman. He's someone who knows a thing or two about student ministries. That's how he came to know Jesus.
I came to faith as a student in Jamaica in high school. IFES works primarily in universities, but also in some countries in high schools. And Jamaica is one of those countries where IFES is at work in high schools. And so I came to faith in Christ as a high school student. And through the InterVarsity camps and conferences and so on, my faith was nurtured and grew and became a member of my local church and continued active as a student in university. And then after completed high school, before going to university in Jamaica, I worked for a while and then lived in Canada for a few years. And when I was in Canada, I became involved in Canadian InterVarsity as well.
Loss now serves as the Associate General Secretary of the IFES, as well as the Program Director of this World Assembly, which, for the uneducated, he says, is for world leaders of sorts.
The target audience for World Assembly are the key leaders from 150 countries around the world. These are leaders of the national movements. IFES is made up of national movements, Canada, United States, Britain, and so on. And within their countries, they have an independent structure. They run their own programs and so on, but they're affiliated to this international organizations. And for IFES, that is the umbrella for 150 national movements. We sort of emphasize three main goals, which primarily relate to student ministry of evangelism and formation or training and development, discipleship, and cross-cultural mission. So despite the fact that each country is autonomous, each country manages its own affairs, because of our relationship with the international organization, we emphasize these three key goals of evangelism, formation, and cross-cultural mission.
And as he's planned this World Assembly, he's tried to emphasize those distinctives that unify the already incredibly cross-cultural group gathered in Toronto. And he's excited because this year's event will grow even more cross-cultural with the addition of some new members.
We will be affiliating 18 new countries into the family of IFES. And these are countries over the last 4, 6, 7 years where pioneering work has been done and they have been able to establish a national structure, a student movement with a board of directors and staff and meet the criteria for affiliation. And so they will be received into membership at this assembly here in Canada.
Now, you can imagine, with such a large cross-cultural group, differences are plenty. But Jesus is the unifier. And to that end, I asked many of those I talked to about IFES to share what you can be praying for. After all, an event as large and diverse as this gathering needs a lot of prayer. InterVarsity USA President Alec Hill had this prayer request.
First of all, just a continuation of the vision of reaching 400,000 to 500,000 students a year, that we can continue to impact the next generation of church leaders, marketplace leaders, government leaders, through campus student ministry. It's such a huge opportunity in terms of impacting what the Lord will do. We can inspire and create vision and energy among the leaders, the staff, and the students who are here so they can reach their countries with gospel.
And finally, this is a time of change for IFES as they bring in a new leader. The outgoing General Secretary of IFES, Lindsey Brown, will be handing the reins over to Daniel Bourdon. With that in mind, Lindsey's prayer request keeps in mind that transitions can be hard. And for those countries where power transitions are not handled well, IFES has a chance to make an impression on student leaders from those countries.
You could pray that we'd effect a healthy transition here at the World Assembly to Daniel, and that in the way that we conduct the transition, it would be a good model for many of the leaders from our movements who are here. We want to give a healthy example of making a good transition from one leader to another without any rancor or any significant problems.
The International Fellowship of Evangelical Students World Assembly continues until July 19th, when student leaders return home, many to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and yes, the uttermost parts of the earth. For Primetime America, I'm Sam Sundin.